There can't be a negative about this. The Swans signing a long-term deal with the SCG. The only thing we've got to get assurance of from Andrew Pridham, who is the chairman of the Sydney Swans, is that we still want to keep that SCG pitch in the middle. We'll find out from Andrew. G'day, Andrew.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good, mate. That's good news. 30 years from 2017.
Yeah, look, we're really pleased with it. I think it's been received incredibly well by supporters in the media as one, which is very rare.
Yeah.
So we're delighted.
Well, the players will be happy, mate, because they play so well there.
They do. They love playing there. It's where they train and spend a lot of time. So, in fact, I saw Adam Goods after we made the announcement, and he said, while you're signing some long contracts, I want to have a chat. So,
yeah. How many games did you give up to ANZ in the last season?
We played five games at ANZ, so three home and away and two finals.
Yeah. Now, I was just going to ask. Now, this pitch situation, I believe the Swans for some time have been trying to soften it in the centre square. And that's going to continue?
It's really a matter for the SCG Trust. I mean, what they've consistently said to us is there's no philosophical issue about the wicket. It's something that we have discussed, but not in enormous detail.
Right.
I'm no expert on dirt, but I've interestingly heard Tubby Taylor talking when I think I was playing at the WAC, and there was talk about the new move to the new Burswood Stadium, and there was a lot of talk there as well. So, look, it's topical. Our preference certainly would be to have a drop-in wicket. Obviously, the MCG has one, and cricket seems to have survived there. So our view would be that it's better for player welfare. But, it's probably a discussion for another day.
Yes, well, you'll get a strong discussion from the cricketing fraternity, that's for sure, Andrew. But I think the MCG, I mean, it comes down to how many days do you use...
Oh, they play a stack of matches.
The ground and the MCG, as you know, mate, for AFL, is used all the time. So I think it was just weight of numbers and the money that's generated through a particular sport. So anyway, we hope that doesn't change at the SCG, even though we're delighted that you guys will be there for 30 years.
Yeah, look, I think really, really exciting for the sporting public who just love going to the SCG. So we're looking forward to a long-term partnership with the ground.
Andrew, does that mean that you've sort of given up the Battle of the West? Do you think that's going to be the domain now of GWS and you're happy with your fan base, your membership and your part of the city?
No, not at all. We have, Roy Morgan does an annual independent study on the number of supporters that clubs have, and we have the largest in the AFL by a big margin, at 1.15 million supporters, and a lot of them live west of the city. And we've actually done a lot of research. We know that our members based in the Hills District and in the West, their visitation to games at the SCG is no different than their visitation to games at ANZ Stadium.
Yeah.
We've spoken to them. The SCG is hardly difficult to get to. Mm. So we'll certainly be holding on to them. In fact, I'm going to Wagga this weekend. Talking about the West. I'm going to Wagga this weekend to a supporters function, which will... So we're very engaged with all of our supporters throughout New South Wales.
I was going to say, Andrew, it was always a great feeder, that Riverina and Wagga area where I grew up. But GWS obviously have an attachment there now. Where's the strongest country feed for you?
Right now, today, I'd say Newcastle,
given
Isaac Heaney's come from Newcastle. Look, I think it's important to understand, whilst there's a recruiting zone through the academy system, which basically is a line which heads up towards Wollongong and then through the city through to Newcastle. For us, in terms of supporters, it's open slather, if you like, and we continue to engage with supporters throughout New South Wales, in fact, Australia. Our academy programs in places like Wollongong and Newcastle have been very, 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 very strong. But it's really coming from all over the talent that we're seeing. It's a very small numbers game in the academy.
Yeah.
So far, I think Brandon Jack's the only player through the academy that's played a game. He's played 19 games or something of that order. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but Andrew, I guess that's something that's set to change. Someone was telling me over the weekend that you will be producing more players, first players out of the academy, or certainly that's the aim anyway.
Look, this year we've in the under the Father Son bidding rule, we've taken three players, which is Isaac Heaney, Abe Davis, and Jack Hiscock. You know, we think they're all solid prospects, but you know, as you guys know, it's a long way from being drafted to playing one senior game, let alone 200. So time will tell. I mean, all we can say is thus far, Brandon Jack's the only player to have played. There's been much talked about Callum Mills, who will be eligible for next year's draft, and he's clearly a good prospect. But there aren't really, you know, it's hard to see a lot of other talent, you know, deep talent beyond that. But it's difficult to know until they get a bit closer to draftable age.
And Andrew, just on the grand final just gone, it must have been hard for the Swans to put that into perspective, given how well they played to get there. It was extraordinary how lopsided it ended up being.
Yeah, look, it was something that I guess nobody saw coming.
No.
Least of which was us. It's probably a question I get. I've actually tried to forget about it. I forgot.
Sorry.
People keep reminding me, don't worry. And look, it was a very disappointing day. I think it was clear, you know, other than the grand final, it was our most successful season in 140-year history with 17 wins for the season. We had record number of people watched our games. We had 540,000 people watch our home games, which is the highest ever. So everything was incredibly successful. Buddy played, you know, despite a lot of the doubters, played incredibly well.
Didn't he?
And yeah, so we were really happy with the season, and we'll go into next season with a lot of confidence that we can sort out whatever went wrong on that last day in September.
Andrew, congratulations, mate. It's a terrific deal for Swans supporters, and thanks for your time this morning.
Pleasure, guys.